when Secretary Rubio rescinds the green card of a person he probably never heard of because of statements the person made on the Columbia University campus last April. This, of course, is a big deal here in New York. It should be a big deal everywhere because it's an attack on freedom of speech like we haven't seen in this country in many generations. But I suspect it is the Trump Department of Homeland Security and DOJ doing a favor for the president's Zionist backers.
The truth is, Judge, that the single greatest threat to freedom of speech in the United States at this point in time is Israel and its supporters here in the United States. It's truly amazing the extent to which Israel's supporters are going to enormous lengths to shut down free speech, not only on university campuses, but all across the country.
And what can be done about it when the Israelis have the president in their pocket or they're in his pocket? I'm not sure how the analogy goes.
Well, what can be done is very simple. People could speak up about this. They could stand on the rooftops and scream about what's happening and making it very clear that this is a threat to basic American values. This is a threat to liberal democracy. But the fact is, we live in a country where most people would prefer to stay down in the foxhole and not get up and actually fight this battle.